Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chav Zayin. We left off in daf Chav Vav and Beis. We're at the two dots, about a little bit past halfway down the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Duvi Kupfer in my honor. Thank you very much for the sponsorship. We are at Velo Yasik Bo, so we're still going through really the first half of the first Mishnah in this parak that we had five blad ago, where the Mishnah said that Chametz Pesach is Asur Ba'anah, and one of the things you're not allowed to do with it is Lo Yasik Bo Tanur V'Kirayim. You're not allowed to use Chametz as fuel for an oven. So once we're on the topic of using Chametz as fuel for an oven, the Gemara is going to discuss using other Yisrei Anah as fuel for an oven, and this is going to lead us into the Sugya of Zev Zeh Gorim. That's the primary Sugya of today. Today's daf, really the only sugi of today's daf, zev zeh gorim. What if you have something that's mutar bahana and something that's asur bahana teaming up to contribute to an item? Is that item going to be mutar because we assume that it's a product of that which is mutar bahana, or is that item going to be asur because we assume it's the product of that which is asur bahana? Then the Gemara is going to talk about fire fueled by hegdish wood, what effect that may have on the bread that it's baked in. That's going to lead to a brief discussion of the isur me'ila. So within the context of zev zeh gorim, and on the base, we're going to have a little bit about the Isra Me'ila, and then at the very end of the daf, we switch to the next part of the Mishnah, to the second half of the Mishnah that we started the parak which was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that ain't bir chametz el esreifa, that the only way to burn chametz is esreifa, and the Rabbanan disagree. So we're going to try to figure out where Rabbi Yehuda sees that ain't bir chametz el esreifa. What's his source for the idea that you need dafka esreifa in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu, of destroying chametz? So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, we have a braisa. Tanu she'esiko b'klipei orla b'kashin shel kilei akerem. Take other Yisurei Anah. Let's say orla, kilei akerem. You heat up an oven using wood, using shells of orla or kilei akerem. Chadash, if it's a brand new oven, and this is the first time the oven has ever been heated up, where we assume that the first time the oven is ever fired up is what makes it, it's like the Gemar Kli of the oven. Prior to that first time, it's not really usable, it only becomes usable from that first time. So then Yutatz, you're going to have to smash the oven because it is always going to be usher to use. This oven has now been completed al yaday in Isra'na, and therefore every time, even if you sweep out all the coals and all the ashes of the first fuel that you used for the oven, every time you light up that oven again in the future, you're going to be using an oven that's Yisurei Hanah. Even if you're going to be using wood that's Mutar Bahanah, this oven remains Yisurei Hanah. But Yashan, if it's an old oven that had been heated up in the past, so then Yutzan, just let it cool down, as long as you don't benefit from the usher wood that you had just put into it, the usher shells that you have just put into it, so then it's going to be fine. Get rid of those usher shells, and the oven is perfectly mutter, because the oven, when it was originally made, was mutter. Afa boas hapas, what if you actually baked bread over this usher fuel? So Rebbe Yomer Apas Asura, Lecham Yomer Apas Muteres. So that's a separate machlokes. Rebbe said the pas is going to be usher, even if the oven was a mutter oven and the fuel was usher fuel, but you baked bread on that fuel. Rebbe said the pas is going to be usher because we assume Yesh Shvach Eitzim Bapas, that in some way the wood is considered to go into the bread. The wood that's used to make the fire goes into the bread and it always remains in that bread, so that bread is going to be aser. The Chum say no, ain't shvach etzim bapas. Whatever benefit there is from the wood doesn't go; it doesn't become part of the bread itself, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Two things before we go on. First of all, Svasemis wonders, Chadash Yutatz, if it's a brand new oven, we said, so you're going to have to destroy the oven according to this Braisa. Why? Because this oven is Asur Ba'anah. Says Svasemis, so what is Asur Ba'anah? We have a lot of things that are Asur Ba'anah that you do not have to destroy. You're just not allowed to get Hana from them. Me'echi Teisi, that's something that's Asur Ba'anah, you have to smash it, you have to destroy it. And he says, if we're destroying it, just a bunch of smaller pieces of Cheres, well, that's not going to help anyway, because you're not allowed to use the smaller pieces of cheres either. As long as it's usable hard pottery, it still has the Yisra Hanah in it. And if it's destroying it to the point that it's afar, so then obviously that's going to make it mutter, but why would you have to do that? Meaning we never have to do that with the Yisra Hanah. So he says it has to be that the reason the Chacham required this is because there was a chashash takala. They were afraid that if you leave an oven around, and this oven is usher, that you're going to one day use the oven. The longer you leave it around, the greater the chance that you're going to come to use it. And that's why the Chacham came up with this idea of smashing it, of destroying it. But the Sfasama says it doesn't really answer his kasha, because we have lots of things that are that you're not that leaving around may cause someone to ultimately use it, where the isser is not clearly nicker on the item itself, and therefore one might come to use it, like nevela, trefa, right? The meat of a nevela looks just like the meat of a shchuta. You would never be able to tell the difference by looking at the meat, and nevertheless, there's no isser to keep it around. There's an isser to eat it. That's it. But you're allowed to keep it around. Why should the tanur be any different? Why should the oven be any different than those other items? And let's say a nevela or a trefa. So he leaves it as a tzarech iyun. Other achronim point out that there's a big difference when it comes to a nevela or a trefa. You leave it around long enough, and it won't be usable at all. It spoils. It doesn't last that long. So the amount of time, the shelf life of a nevela or a trefa is not that great that we have to be choshish l'takala. But an oven has a shelf life forever. Could last for a very, very long time, and therefore that's a time frame within which we do have to worry about hakala. The other chiluk that the achronim make is that one could distinguish between an oven that was husak al yidei yisrei anah, that was lit up with yisrei anah, and other yisurim, because it's not the isser is not chashuv be'inei b'nei adam, whereas something that's asher machmasas, meaning yes, you show someone a piece of a nevela, everyone knows nevela is a chashuv isser, that's a real isser they're going to stay away from. But an oven, the oven looks fine, it looks just like the oven next to it. It looks that's totally mutter. It doesn't strike a person as being such a big problem. And since it's not such a striking problem, so one might think that the oven would be a lesser issue, and therefore more of a chashash takala. That's point number one. Point number two over here, we have this machlokas afal boas hapas. You bake the bread directly over the fire of the eitzim that are asur ba'ana. So Rebbe says, even if it's a mutter oven, but that fire is with eitzim that are asur, so it's going to be asur, yeshvach eitzim pas, and the Rabbanon hold ein shvach eitzim pas. That machlokas, yeshvach eitzim pas, or ein shvach eitzim pas, what is that machlokas? What are they arguing about? What does that mean? Yeshvach eitzim, is this a machlokas in Metzius? Is it a machlokas in Halacha? What are they arguing? So Rashi and Tosfos both seem to assume that everyone agrees that when bread is baked al yidei in isra hana, that when the isra hana is be'en, the bread becomes asur ba'ana because it's caused al yidei in isra. If the isra is what makes the bread, then everyone would agree that it's asur. The machlokas over here is by the metzius of a fire. When you light wood on fire, is it that the wood, while it's be'en, is causing that fire that makes the bread, the chum hold, or do we say no, that it's once the wood is burnt, once the wood is broken down, that's when it gives off the heat that's going to bake the bread. Once it's already after the point where it's no longer wood, once it's already turned into coals, the chum hold kvar kalav v'nisraf ha'etz, the etz is already destroyed, it's already burnt, and it's through that burning that the fire continues to be fueled, and therefore you're not really getting hana from the isser be'en, because the avuka, the actual fire, is a product of the destruction of the isser, and therefore the pas would not become asser. Rebbe holds the lighting of the avuka, of the fire itself, comes from the isser be'en, that at the time that the isser is still be'en, it's fueling a fire that is baking the bread, and therefore the bread is the product of an isser ben. That's what Rashi and Tosfos seem to assume. So it sounds a little bit like a machlokas mitzius, which is never preferred, but that's what Rashi and Tosfos seem to assume. Rabbeinu David has a different understanding. He has an understanding that the machlokas yeshvach etzim v'pas is a machlokas about the gedder of the hana'a of the etzim in the bread. That Rebbe holds that we view the bread as if the koach of the eitzim that lit up this tanur is balua in the bread. That the entire fact that this bread is ra'i la'achila is only because of the eitzim of Isra'na. And therefore, we view the eitzim ki'ilu, they're in the bread. That the whatever characters of Isra the eitzim has makes its way into the bread. It's ki'ilu you being, when you're nana from the bread, it's ki'ilu you being nana from the eitzim themselves. And that's the expression, yeshvach eitzim bipas, literally, that it's as if the eitzim are literally in the bread, in the pas mamish. So when you eat the pas, it's ki'ilu, you're eating the etzim. The chacham marcholik, they say, oh, sof, you're not being nana from the etzim. It's just that the etzim were gore mahana'a in a roundabout way that you're being nana from the bread. The Torah only asks to get hana'a from an iser be'en, from the actual iser, from the etzim. You're not getting hana'a from the iser of the etzim. We don't view the bread as if it is the etzim. The bread is a separate entity. That's a very roundabout way to get the hana'a, and therefore we would say, the Rabbanan would say, ein shvach etzim pas. So Rabbeinu David sounds like it's not really the machlokas metzius, it's the machlokas how we view the bread itself, how we view the relationship between the bread and the etzim. Now says the Brisa Vayter, bishla al gabi gecholim, if you cook al gabi gecholim, you wait till it turns to coal. You don't cook on it while it's actually burning. You wait till it turns to coals, and in the boiling coals you cook on. So divrei hakol mutter. Then everyone is going to hold that the bread is going to be mutter. Even Rebbe who holds yeshvach etzim bepas, that's only when it's still etzim. But if you bake on it, when it's no longer etzim, when it's already gecholim, we don't have to worry about shvach etzim bepas. Good, so that's the brisa. Now the brisa had said that if you fire up an oven using wood that's isure hana'a, and it's the first time the oven has been fired up, you must destroy the oven. Vatanya, but we have another brisa, bein chadosh bein yashan yutzan. The other brisa says that whether it's a new oven or an old oven, all you got to do is cool it down and then you'll be able to use it again. Sounds like you do not have to destroy the oven. So it's a stirim brisas. Says Maralo Kasha, HaRebbe v'HaRabbanan. Maybe this is the machlokas about between Rabbi and the Rabbanan about that we just learned about when you bake bread over the Yisra'ana, meaning just like Rebbe said that if you have a mutter oven and usser wood, so Rebbe said the bread is going to be usser. So when you have an usser oven and mutter wood, he'll also say it's going to be usser. And just like the Rabbanan said, when you have a mutter oven and usser wood, it's mutter. So too, when you have a mutter oven, a mutter wood and an usser oven, it will be mutter. So maybe that's it's totally in the same exact machlokas. Says Mer, no. Emor deshamadei the Rebbe mishum diyeshvach etzim pas. Zevzegori mishamadei. When was Rebbe machmir? Rebbe was machmir when you're baking directly over wood, that's usser ba'na'a. That's where he's going to be machmir. But to say zevzegorein, when baking is happening by a combination of factors, by an oven that may be imbued with isurei ana'a versus and wood that's mutter ba'na'a, is Rebbe going to still say the same thing? Now, according to Rashi, we understand very well what the chiluk will be. Again, Rashi had said that the metzius of the way fire is burnt, or let's say even according to Rabbeinu David, maybe even better. That the view of Rebbe is of yeshvach etzim pas has nothing to do with how many garmin there are. It's that the etzim are always viewed as part of the bread. That when you eat bread, it's a ki'ilu, you're eating those etzim. Yeah, so that works when the etzim are asr ba'na and the oven is mutter. If the oven is asr and the etzim are mutter, so then there's no problem. The oven is not viewed as, but we don't view the bread as being as if you're eating the oven. So maybe Rebbe would be moda that it would be mutter when you have two separate garmin. Elolo kasha, harab lazar harabanan. So says the Gemara, it must be this is subject to a different machlokas, Rabbi Lozer and the Rabbanan. This issue of Zevzegorim, this stira between the two brises, whether the new oven that you light up for the first time with the Surah Anah has to be destroyed and can never be used again, is subject to machlokas, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbanan. Hey, Rabbi Lozer, but where do we have such a sheet of Rabbi Lozer that Rabbi Lozer holds Zevzegorim is Asr? Meaning, we're now attributing the idea that Zevzegorim is Asr to Rabbi Lozer. We have to find where Rabbi Lozer ever said such a thing. Before we get to that, what's the svara of Zevzegorim? So the machlokas, meaning if you hold Zevzegorim mutter, you hold like the Rabbanan, or even the Gemara wants to say that's the sheet of Rabbi. What's the svara that Zevzegorim should be mutter? If you think about it, when you get hana from something like this Zevzegorim, you are being nena from the Yisra hana. Meaning without, let's say you have an oven that's usser, and the wood is mutter, you can't bake without the oven. You need the oven contributes, so you are getting hana from the oven. So the Ran's shita is that the heter is a din bittel. That just like an iser be'en, the Torah has a din that there's a din called bittel barov, chad betray batel. So when you have an actual iser, the iser becomes batel barov heter. So too, when it comes to zevaz agorim, the iser becomes batel in the heter. The only difference is you don't need a rov. Since you're not getting hana from the mamashus itself, it's only a secondary hana, it's contributing to a new object, and your hana is really coming from that object, so since it's one step removed, so the Torah relaxes the laws of bittel that you don't need bittel barov. It could be bittel be 50-50. It could be chad bechad batel. You don't need chad betray batel. That's the expression the Ran uses, that we could say such a concept of chad bechad batel, that even if you don't have a rov. That's how the Ran understands Zev Zagorim, that it's a din and bittel. Tosus understands that it's not a din and bittel, but it doesn't really explain what the svara is, but it's not a din bittel. Chiddush Rabbeinu David tries to be elaborated a little further. He says the reason is that mikra din, you don't even need bittel, because there's no tam nor mamashus of the iser. It's a chiddush that something that's nigram al yedei an iser counts like the iser itself. That itself is a great chiddush. That's only when it's nigram al yedei the iser directly, only, exclusively. But if it's nigram al yedei the iser in partnership with something else, so then we're not going to say that chiddush, that something that's nigram al yedei an iser, is going to be considered the iser itself. So based on that, based on this fundamental machlokas, is a serious nafkamina. What about those items that there is no bittel? What about chametz bepesach? Chametz bepesach, you don't have a din of bittel. So the Avnei Miluim writes that in a situation where we don't say bittel barov by an iser, it's going to be taller than this machlokas. According to the Ran, even in the Zeves HaGarim, it's going to be aser. Chametz bepesach, that gets mixed in with heter, where there's no bittel, it should be aser. The Poskim Achronim talk about riding on a bus where the fuel is a combination of different types of gasoline, different types of alcohol, some of which are chametz and some of which are not. So is that a problem of Zeves Zagorim, that you're getting hana from the iser? So if you say chametz bepesach, so over there you could say, well, it's not roi lachilas kelev, it's not chametz bechlal. Some of the Achronim aren't so convinced that makes it mutter, though. They say that's only when you plan on eating it, not roi lachila makes a difference. But if you plan on using it as a fuel, so it's roi to use as a fuel, which is quite a chiddush. But anyway, Magen Avraham in Taf Mem Hei Sivkat Nei says by chametz bepesach that since there's no bittel for chametz bepesach, it's aser b'mashu. So even the Chachamim would be moda that it would be Asrali de Zev Zagorim, meaning apparently understanding that it's a din in bittel, like the Ran understood, and therefore since there is no bittel by Chametz Pesach, it would taka be Asr. So anyway, so now we have attributed the idea, the Shita, that Zev Zagorim is Asr to Rabbi Eliezer. So says Gemara, where is this Rabbi Eliezer? First possibility, Ilem Rabbi Eliezer de Sa'ar, if it's Rabbi Eliezer about yeast, Ditnan, Sa'ar Shal Chul Mishal Shumar Shnafalut, if you have a yeast of truma and yeast of chulin that fall into a dough, neither one alone would have been able to make the dough rise, but together they're able to make it rise. Reb Lezer says, I look at the last one to fall in. Whichever one is the later one to fall in, we assume that's the real goreim. So if the truma fell in last, so this whole bread is truma, has dine truma. If the chulin fell in last, it's still chulin. The chamramim ben shnafalus l'chadchila ben shnafalus l'besof l'olmeni oser ad sheyehe bo kedei l'hachmitz. The cham say no. Only if the iser would have been enough to make it become chametz is it a problem. If on its own the iser would not have been enough to make it chametz, it's going to be mutter. V'amar Abaye, and Abaye comments about that. Lo shanu. When does Rabbi Lazar say that achara achron ani ba, that I look at the last one? That's only if you removed, let's say the truma yeast fell in first, then the chulin yeast. When do I say the dough is mutter? That's only if you removed the truma yeast before the dough rose. Avalo kadam vesilekes ha'aser. But if you did not remove the truma yeast before the dough before the dough rose, then it's going to be aser. So bottom line is, you see that Reb Lezer holds, if you leave the truma yeast in there, and the combination of truma and chulin caused the dough to rise, it's aser. So you see, zevzegorim is aser. Alma, zevzegorim, aser. So that's our Reb Lezer holds zevzegorim is aser. Says Gemara, that's not a good source for Reb Lezer. How do you know Reb Lezer holds like Abaye? Dilma time of Rabbi, meaning how do you know that Abaye's explanation is correct? That it's only if you did not remove the Isser, but if you left the Isser in there, and the two of them combined to cause the dough to rise, that's going to be Isser. How do you know that's true? Dilma time of Rabbi Lezer, Mishum da achar achro naniba, loshna kadam vasilikas Isser, loshna lo kadam vasilikas Isser. Av basachas, hachinami deshari. Maybe Rabbi Lezer holds that we always follow the last thing to fall in, and it doesn't matter whether you remove the item that was there before or not. So if the two items come together, and the truma and the chulin yeast together cause the dough to rise, bibas achas at the same time, maybe it's mutter. Maybe zevizagorim is mutter. This is not a viable source for Rabbi Eliezer holding that zevizagorim is aser. Now, so this is not a good source for Rabbi Eliezer. So we're going to have to move on to another one. Before we move on to another one, what was the sheet of the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold that if you have two pieces of yeast, Truma and Chametz, neither one is able to make an impact on the dough on its own, so then automatically it's going to be mutter. When's it going to be aser? Only when the Truma yeast on its own could have caused the dough to rise, and the Chulin yeast on its own could have caused the dough to rise. That's where you can have an iser. Frakta Chachma Shlomo, very sharp kasha. He says, why is this completely the opposite of the din of Shnaim Shesu'uha when it comes to Shabbos? When it comes to Ilcha Shabbos, if you have two people that are able to do a malacha, Zeyachal v'Zeyachal, so when they do it together, it's their pater midin Shnaim Shesu'uha. It's ki'ilu, they both did it, neither one of them did a full malacha. When it's Ze'enu Yachal, Ze'enu Yachal, it's lifting a heavy thing, carrying a heavy thing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, neither of them are able to carry it on their own, then they're both going to be chayiv. It's as if each one did the entire malacha. The exact opposite of what we're saying about Zev and Zagorim. Right, what are we saying according to the Rabbanan over here? That if the yeast were enough, each one on its own would have been enough that to be able to cause the dough to rise. Each one could have done it, so then it's going to be aser. What do you mean then? It's considered that each one is really doing it. That's the exact opposite of Hilch Shabbos. For Hilch Shabbos, if each person could have done it on their own and they do it together, it's mutter. That's why Hatzalah members, if time is not of the essence, when they're driving together, they put the key in the ignition and they turn it on together. They do a Shnaim Shasua. Why? Because anyone could turn the key on their own, and therefore maybe it knocks it down to a Shnaim Shasua. That's one of the protocols that they at least in the five towns, I assume elsewhere. So why is it that it's the exact opposite? So says the Chachma Shlomo that from here we see the svara of the heter of Zev Zagorim is not because of the chashivus hamaimid, of the chashivus of that which is causing the item to be, or the item to become what it becomes. Because if that were the case, then it would have the same din of Melacha Shabbos. The heter is, he says, must be like the Ran says, that it's the din of bittel, that the Isra is bittel in the heter, like the Ran says. And therefore, so long as the Isra does not need the help of the heter, and you could remove the heter, and the Isra is still going to cause the same result, so we say Saleka Saheter Agorim, and the Isser is not going to be batal, because the impact of the Isser is the same with the Heter, without the Heter. You can't say Chad Bechad Batal, that the Isser becomes batal in the Heter when the Isser could still do the job, as opposed to a case where you still need the Heter. The Isser on its own can't do it, it needs the help of the Heter. So you can't say Saleka Saheter, view it as if the Heter isn't here and you're still left with the Isser doing something. The Isser would then be doing nothing. So then it would be subject to the din of bittel, and then you would say Zev Zagorim is mutter. But when it comes to doing malacha on Shabbos, al yidei two people, it's not a din in bittel. It's the chashivus of the malacha. Are you contributing something significant? Are you doing something impactful? So then, anytime you need the other guy, so that other guy is called the gorim. He's being helpful in a very significant way. If I don't need the other guy, I could do it on my own, and he doesn't need me. He could do it on his own, so then neither of us are contributing in a very significant way. So that's why it's a totally different gedder of the din. That works out very well if you assume like the Ran's understanding of Zev Zagorim. Now, says the Gemara, so where do we find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zev Zagorim is actually Aser? Ella Rabbi Lazar da Atzei Asherah. It's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that comes up in the context of using Atzei Asherah. Ditnan. Natalim and Eitzim. If you take wood off of an Asherah tree, Asurim Bahana. That wood is Asur Bahana. Hisik Behenes Atanur. And if you then use that wood to light up an oven, Chadash Yutatz. If it's a new oven, you destroy it.
Yashan Yutzan. If it's an old oven, you cool it, you just let it cool down, you'll use it again in the future with permissible wood. Afa boas hapas, asur bana. You bake bread on that wood, it's asur bana. Nisarva ba'acheros, ba'acheros, ba'acheros. That bread gets mixed in with other bread, and some Rishonim are gores, some are not gores, and acheros ba'acheros, so all of them are going to be aser ba'ana. Rabbi Lazar Omer Yelech Hanah liyam ha-melech. Rabbi Lazar says, yes, there is an isra hanah, but all you need to do is take the hanah. Once you have a taroves, just take that hanah and throw it into the yam ha-melech. Meaning, take the amount that your nana from, Rashi says, demei etzim. What he probably means is demei pas, that were made with that etzim, something Rishonim explained, and throw that into the yam ha-melech. So, but bottom line is, he does agree that kol kama, so long, Rashi points out, that you were not molech hanah liyam ha-melech. Rabbi Lazar agrees to the Tanakama, Chadash Yutatz, that a brand new oven that you lit up with the first time with Atzei Asherah, you need to destroy the oven. Why? Why can't you use it in the future? Because the oven is always going to be Aser. The wood you're going to be using in the oven in the future is going to be Mutter. That's Zevizagorim, and Zevizagorim is Aser. So Amrullah, Ein Pidyon Avodazar. The Chum just disagreed with the throwing that nod to the Avmel. They say you can't be Poda Avodazar. Avodazar is Avodazar. There's no way to make a Mutter. So, but bottom line is, you see that Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama of this Brisa also, of this Mishnah rather also, holds Zevizagori Mizasur. We say Rabbi Lazar, we mean Rabbi Lazar Vesiato. Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama in this particular Mishnah, as opposed to the Tanakama we had before in our Brisa. So Amr Deshamele, in the other Brisa, Amr Deshamele, the Rabbi Lazar Bavodazara, the Chamri Surah, says, nah, you can't bring a Raya from Avodazara. Maybe Rabbi Lazar is only Machmir and Zevizagorim when we're dealing with Avodazara, which is very severe. But Bishari Sun Shabbatorah, Mishamele. But do you ever find that Rabbi Lazar is machmir and Zev Zagorim by Shari Surin Shabbatorah. Ella imkein amantaramia. So says the Gemara, yeah, but we need someone who says Zev Zagorim is Aser. And this is the best we can do. This we find here we have an example of someone saying Zev Zagorim is Aser. Granted, it's by Avod Zara, but that's all we got. Va'od hatanya behedya v'chein oyer Rabbi Lazar also b'kali Surin Shabbatorah. Plus, on that brisa about the on that mishnah about the Atzei Asherah, the brisa elaborates that v'chein oyer Rabbi Lazar also b'kali Surin Shabbatorah, that Rabbi Lazar does not only say it about Avodah Zarah, he says it about all other Isurim in the Torah as well. Okay, so then that's very clear. Once you have a Brice that says that explicitly, so that must be the source. Period. Amar Abaye, Imtim Zalomar Zevizagorim Aser, Rebbe, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. If you're going to hold that Zevizagorim is Aser, so then Rebbe is Rebbe who holds that the bread on which you bake the bread that's baked on top of the eitzin that are asur ba'ana, the bread that's baked on eitzin that are asur ba'ana is gonna hold like Rabbi Lazar zevizagorim is asur. Meaning, if you find a brisa that would hold that the bread is asur like Rebbe, that just like Rebbe asurs the bread, so too the tanur would be asur, even though the tanur itself doesn't get eaten, it's only used for burning, and then it would be clear that Rebbe would hold Zevizagorim is Aser, and therefore Rebbe would be the author of the ratio of that price as well that holds Chadash Yutatz. So Rebbe, Heiner, Reb Lazar, then there will be nothing to discuss anymore, right? But v'imtim tzolomar, if you're going to say that Rebbe holds zevizagori mutter, and the brisa that talks about destroying the oven is not like Rebbe, it's going like Rebbe Eliezer, and not like Rebbe, v'hacha, and the fact that Rebbe says the bread is also when you bake it over wood, that's yisurei na'a, is mishum t'yeh shvach etzim bepasu, it's because there's shvach etzim bepas, it's because of, not because of zevizagorim, but there's a direct effect of the etzim in the pas itself. Well then, if that's the svara, which is what we were assuming is the svara of Rebbe the whole time, that it's a din of yeshvach etzim bepas, not a din of zevzegorim, well then, hani ka'aros ukosos utzlochios asiri, when you have pottery that you make with an oven over wood that's asr ba'anah, so also it should be the same thing. If you use atzei asherah in a mutter oven to produce these kalim, to make these klei cheres, those klei cheres should be asr ba'anah according to Rebbe. Why? Because just like shvach etzim bapas, there should be shvach etzim in these kalim, and therefore these kalim should be asr. ki pligi betanur kadeva. The whole machlokas between Rebbe, who only asks bepas, and Reb Lazar zevzegari muzaser, is only by a tanur and a kadeva, brand new tanur and a brand new kadeva that are made using eitzim of iser, where a person is never going to get hana directly from the tanur itself without another gorim. Meaning, when you make plates and you make spoons, and you're going to use those plates and spoons without any other gorim, your hana is going to be straight from the bowl, from the spoon, from everything, from the glass that you drink out of. That's straight hana. There's no other gorim in your hana. But let's say you made an oven. Every time you use that oven in the future, it's going to be a combination of using the oven and whatever wood you put in that oven. It's never using the oven on its own. A kedera also. Every time you use that pot, it's going to be a combination of the pot and the fire that you're using under that pot. So it's always going to be al yidei zevzagorim. So the man yamar zevzagorim aser. So then it's going to be subject to zevzagorim, even though that pot was made for the first time with wood that was aser, but it's since its future use is going to involve an additional goreim, it's going to be subject to the machlok zevzagorim. And the man yamar zevzagorim mutter, shari. If yod zevzagorim is mutter, then it's going to be permissible to use. Ikadami, second lashon though, says afilu the man yamar zevzagorim mutter kedera asura. Even if generally old zevzagorim is mutter, a pot is going to be aser. Why? Because sometimes you do use the pot without an additional goreim. How does one cook? There are two ways. You could put a pot on top of the fire and then put the food in, or more often, you could put the food in and then put the pot on top of the fire. So if you've done that, if you put the food in first and then you put the pot on top of the fire, while the pot was holding the food, there was no additional goreim. It was holding the food all by itself. Unlike an oven, where apparently the oven they always fire up first and then put the food in. So the oven you're always using al yidei an additional garim. Da kibla bishula mekami denitan etzim da'atera. It has received the food that it's going to cook before any fire was lit underneath the pot, and therefore it's not considered zevzeh garim. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Dior Mishmuel. Tanur sheisiku beklipe orla o bekashin shekliya kerem chadash yutat yashan yutzan. Just like the brisa we had to begin today's learning. Afabas hapas, if you bake bread on it, Rebbe yomer hapas muteres, v'chamram pas asura. Rebbe says the bread is going to be mutter, Cham say bread is going to be asur. So everything is exactly the way we learned it, with one big change. That instead of Rebbe being the one who says that the bread is asur, it's the Chacham who say it's asur, it's Rebbe who says it's mutter. So it's exactly like the Braisa has it, except Shmuel switches around the shitos. So frankly, Mar Vatanya Ibcha, but we learned the opposite. Says Mar two possibilities. Either Shmuel Ibcha Tani, Shmuel had a different version of that Braisa, where he didn't learn the opposite, meaning where he had it the opposite way that we have it, or v'ibay seima v'alma k'savar Shmuel halacha k'reb mechaver v'lo mechaverav ubaha afilu mechaverav v'savar asniya ibcha ki echi dinekam rabbanon liyisura. That what Shmuel holds is that generally we always pass like Rebbe when Rebbe argues against a yachid, but not when Rebbe argues against a rabbim. So he knows that when he presents a machlokas between Rebbe and the chachamim, everyone's going to pass like the chachamim. But Shmuel really thought that halacha should be like Rebbe in this case. So in order to get people to follow Rebbe's shita, he attributed it to the Chacham. There's a Magen Avraham in the Sardis Shulchan Aruch that discusses whether you're allowed to do this. I know that halacha is a certain way, but I know that no one's going to listen to me if I say that halacha is a certain way. Can I go around telling everyone Rav Moshe Feinstein held that halacha is this way? People do this all the time, right? But the question is it mutter to do? Because I know they'll listen to Rav Moshe. They're not going to listen to me. So can I attribute it to somebody else? It sounds that's what Shmuel's doing. I mean, he's misattributing it on purpose so that at the end of the day, people will paskin correctly. So the question is, why can't you do that? Why is that a problem in general? Okay, so Bishal Gabi Gecholim Divrei HaKol HaPas Muteres. If you bake it on top of coals, so everyone said then the bread is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yom HaShmuel, Rabbi Chia Barashi, Rabbi Yochanan, there were two Amoraim, Chad Amor Lo Shanu Al Gecholim Omumos, Aval Gecholim Loch Shos Asurin. One said that when the Mishnah says that once it's coals, it's not coal that you're getting Hana from the wood anymore, because it's not wood, and now it's already, the wood's gone, now it's just coals, that's only if the coals are already totally burnt out. But if they're still sizzling, you still hear them, it's lochshos, it's like they're whispering, so then the wood is still intact, and it's usher to use that heat. The other one says, nah, even if it's still whispering, it's still crackling, it would still be mutter. So bishlam l'man diyam lochshos asurin mishum diye shvach etim bepas. I understand, according to the one that says that lochshos are asur, it's because there's shvach etim in the bread. El mandiyam rafil lochshos mutaros Pasta asr the yeshvachetz and pasta the Rebbe hechem mishkachasay. But if you hold that lochashos are mutter, so what's the case where Rebbe said it's asr to bake over the to bake over the wood of Yisurayna? The way you bake is by heating up the wood, waiting till the fire dies down. You don't bake directly over the fire, you'll burn it and it'll be raw on the inside. You wait till the fire dies down and use the heat of the coals. So if using the coals is mutter, so where does Rebbe say it's asr? When's the bread ever going to be asr? So I'm Rav Papa Kashavuka Konegdo. When you use it while the fire is still totally lit, that may not be the best way to bake. But if you did that, that's when Rebbe's going to say it's asr. Mechal de Rabbanon de Pliga Le Shar Rafiu Kashavuka Konegdo. Sounds like the Rabbanon who disagree think it's mutter even when the fire is still raging. Well then, where did the Rabbanan ever have an usher usage of that wood? Meaning, it's even mutter to use the firewood while the fire is raging, according to the Rabbanan, so when is it ever going to be usher to use that wood? How is it isurei hana at all? So remember, very simple. You don't use the wood as firewood. You make a bench out of it. So then you sit on the bench. That's isurei hana. That's the case where you're going to be getting hana from wood. That's usher hana. But ain't a chinami. According to the Chachamim, any time you use that wood as firewood, male, it's always going to be mutter, because you're only getting that na as the wood is burning and is no longer here. Period. What if you use atzei hegdish, not orla, kile, akar, and these other isurayna, but hegdish, which is also bana, and you baked bread on it? So according to Rebbe, that even orla and kile, akar, the bread is going to be asr, for sure hegdish is a more severe issue, the bread's going to be asr. What about according to the Rabbanan, that orla, kile, akar, the bread is mutter? So when you use atzei hegdish, is the bread still mutter? So amalei, hapas asura. He said, no, when you use hegdish wood, the bread is going to be asr. Uma ben zula arla, why should that be any different than arla? They're both yisurei hana, so why is it that by arla the bread is mutter, but if the wood is hegdish, the bread is asr? Amarava hachi hashta, you can't compare the two. Arla betela b'masayim, hegdish afilu be'elef lo batel. Arla's batel in 200, hegdish is never going to be batel. Even be'elef, hegdish is not going to be batel. Very interesting phraseology, very terminology that we use. We're talking about whether there's shvach etzim bapas, whether there's an issue of goreim, and we're using terminology of bitel. What does bitel have anything to do with anything over here? So first of all, if you assume like the Ram that zevez goreim is all of din bitel, so very much is nogea to this sugya, even though this isn't about the zevez goreim element, this is about shvach etzim bapas part of it. But you see why the lashonos of bitel make their way into our sugya. Tosos suggests that when we say this idea of difference between bitul b'masayim versus bitul b'elef is that we're just trying to say that just like it's so much more chamor when it comes to the dinim of bitul, so too it's so much more chamor when it comes to what we consider to be shvach etzim, what we consider to be a tangible benefit from the etzim. That's how Tosos understands. The Ran says no, like we said, zevez agarim is dinim bitul, so we're mekel as long as there's bitul. But if there's no, if afilu be'elef lo batul, if there's not going to be a din of bitul, so then there's not going to be any way that we could be that we could be mekel when there's no din of bitul. So that's the discussion we pointed out before. That's the major discussion about chametz. When chametz doesn't have a din of bitul, so do we say zevez agarim? The post can talk about using milk of an animal that ate chametz. The animal's growth and the animal's health was al yidei chametz. So the milk that it produces is al yidei the goreim of chametz plus whatever else it has eaten. So you're allowed to drink milk from an animal that ate chametz. Mishra Brura writes in Siman Tav Mem Ches that chalav shel behema shel chelos chametz afilu hi shel nachri is machlokas achronim. As long as it goes 24 hours after eating the chametz, Prima Gadim says that it's mutter. And some are mekel as long as it also eats dvarim hamutarim, even with the chametz, the zevez agarim. Rav Moshe says a person who knows about an animal that is owned by a Jew that it ate chametz on Pesach, even though mikra din it's mutter, bal nefesh be machmir. Rav Moshe says if it's owned by a guy,
not even make radin, even a bal nefesh rather, doesn't need to be machmir. So that's our minhag, is we're makel generally with milk. That you could have any milk on Pesach, people generally are, as long as it's before Pesach, right? So we try to be machmir that it should be done before Pesach vis-a-vis Rav Moshe. So good. So Ela Amarava I kasha le ha kasha. No, if we have a kasha, here's the kasha. How can you say that the bread becomes usher when the fire that it was baked on was hegdish? Didn't you violate Mi'ila when you lit that fire? And every time you violate Mi'ila, the item that was Hegdish becomes no longer Hegdish. So when you violate Mi'ila by lighting that wood on fire, so now you're not using Yatzeh Hegdish anymore. So Amra Papa Hachabatze Shlom Maskinan. We're using Eitzim of Karban Shlomim. Valibid Rabbi Yehuda Damar Hegdish Peshogim Meskhalel B'mezid Eina Meskhalel. And we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that if you got Hana from Hegdish B'mezid, it does not become Chulin. Why not? B'mezid my time alone, given the lav bar mi'ilahu, because it's not mi'ila when it's done b'mezid, so lo nafik l'chulin, it therefore doesn't become chulin. Shlamim nami, kiven the lav bar mi'ilin inhu, lo nafik l'chulin. So shlamim also is not subject to mi'ila, mi'mela does not become chulin. V'kal hecha demal ha'mesik nafki l'chulin. Wait a second, says the Gemara. That point we just made, that whenever you violate mi'ila, automatically the item that you violated mi'ila on becomes chulin, is that really true? V'atanya, kol ha'nisraf n'afaron mutar, chutz me'atze ashera. The efer hegdish li olam aser. Anything that you're supposed to burn, the efer becomes mutter, the ashes become mutter, except for atzei asherah. But efer of hegdish always remains aser. What do you mean? Didn't you violate mi'ila when you burnt it? How could the ashes always remain aser? If we're saying that every time you violate mi'ila, it automatically becomes chulin, says Gemara, two possibilities. Possibility number one: Amar Rami Bar Chama kigon shenafla deleka me'eleha ba'atzei hegdish deleka inish denimel. Just because hegdish burnt doesn't mean someone burnt it. Sometimes there's an electrical fire or something else, not an electrical fire in the Gemara, but some of the fire happened on its own. No one violated Mi'ila. That's the type of Afer that's always going to be Asr, because no one violated Mi'ila. Had someone violated Mi'ila by lighting it, then in a chinami, the ashes would be mutter. Rabbi Shmaya Amar, a second possibility, Boson Shatun and Geniza. Titania, we're talking about the type of ashes that need to be put away, that you're not allowed to get enough from, namely the Truma Sadeshad. As remember, we had the drasha. Titania, the bride said, Visamo Benachas, Visamo Kulo, Visamo Shalo Yifazer. That when it talks about the Truma Sadeshad, the Pasuk says, the Vahir Masadeshad Tokhleisha Saola, Anvek Visamo Eitalam Isbeach. Your samo eitzalam is beach in a way that it doesn't scatter about, and that you're able to keep it neatly in one pile because it's going to require geniza. So that's the requirement. Rabbi Yehuda, good. So remember we had that drasha from the Torah Tamima the other day. V'samo benachas, v'samo shalom b'fizur, shalom yifazer. That's perhaps why v'yasem l'cha shalom in the Birchas Kohanim, that a lashon of sima, that we should have shalom even when we're benachas, and even when we're all together, Klal Yisrael should always have shalom, and that will be the great end to sinas chinam. Good. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein biur chametz el shreifa. Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no biur chametz el shreifa. The only way to be mevar the chametz is by burning the chametz. So Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Im Bir Chametz El Sreifa, Vadin Nosin. He says it's very logical that it should be that way. Uman Nosar Shein Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzli Tan Sreifa. If you're allowed to own Nosar, and still we have to burn Nosar, leftover karbanos beyond this man that you're allowed to eat them, Chametz Sheyeshlon Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzli Lo Kol Shkech Tan Sreifa. So chametz which you're not even allowed to own, of course you're allowed to burn. You're chayiv to burn. So Amar Lo, the chametz said back to Rabbi Yehuda, not a good raya. Why? Kol Din Shatodan Tchilos Lachmir V'Sof Al Hakel Eino Din. Anytime you're going to say a kalvachomer, that's going to lead you down a path where you're ultimately going to be makil, and more instead of being machmir, is not a good kalvachomer. Because what's going to happen? Lo matze etzim l'sarfo ye yoshev batel. If you don't find wood to burn it, so if you hold in b'yur chamisel shreif, what are you going to do? You're just not going to do anything. But the Torah says you need to destroy the chametz, and you're going to end up leaving it around just because you couldn't find wood. So that is not a good kalvachomer from Noser. So Rabbi Yehuda, instead of saying the kalvachomer, is going to come up with a different limud that's not from the from a kalvachomer. Now, if you hold in biur chametz el shreifa, happens to be the Rashash writes in the Masechta Shabbos that if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that in biur chametz el shreifa and you learn it from Noser, which requires shreifa dafka, we're going to see even if we don't learn from a kalvachomer from Noser, in some way it's going to be learned from Noser. So says the Rashash, a gavaldik chumra. He says you should only be allowed to burn chametz using wood. Because when it comes to chatos hanisrafos, the Rambam writes that all eitzim are kasher l'sreifasam, but you have to use wood, to use other sources of fuel, a gas grill, let's say, where you're not using any wood, would not be a viable way to burn the chametz. If we learn it from Noser, it has to be burnt in the same way that Noser is burnt. So that's what the Achronim deal with. Is this Rosh Hashanah correct? I mean, this would be a gevaldik chumra. Rabbi Minchas Yitzchak suggests that maybe that's where the minna came from. You ever get those in the mail, those B'dikas chametz packets? What do they always come with? A feather, a wooden spoon. What do you need a wooden spoon for? What do you even do with it? He says, no, you throw it in the fire together with the... So therefore, there's some wood in the fire. So you're burning the chametz together with the wood. He doesn't think it's required, Mekredin. He doesn't think possibly like that, Rosh Hashanah. But he says, maybe that's where that chumra came from, that it's from the limud, from Noser, to dafka use wood in the burning of the chametz. Okay, so we'll see where Rabbi Yehuda really gets his din from tomorrow. That's a shame.